don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring they're tight sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bula from Fiji, that's where we're broadcasting to you from today. Benga Lagoon Resort on the island of Benga Lagoon, or Benga. And this is where firewalking began. All kinds of topside activities to do during your surface interval here. We've already talked about the visits to the village, the kava drinking. Right now they're getting ready to do some other activity for the guests here at the resort. What's going on, Mark?
Yeah, tonight we've got a lovo. Actually, a lovo is where the traditional Fijian food is actually cooked in the ground. They wrap it up in the leaves of palm and also in banana, and very similar to a hangi from New Zealand or a when in Hawaii, I think it's called a luau. A luau, yeah, it's exactly the same. But it's beautiful when it comes out. Let's say we go for a walk and have a look.
Let's go through we're actually in the dining area, which is outdoor dining, I don't know, gazebo-type place. This is pretty spectacular in its own right, isn't it, Abby?
Yeah, well, we're outside, and we're surrounded by all the flowers and the plants, and also we're right next to the swimming pool, which in itself is very beautiful and relaxing. And now we're just steps away from all the activities.
So let's go to our lovo, which is evidently underground cooking or something.
And also, the people that are doing the underground cooking are actual guests. They had a cooking class earlier, and now they're actually cooking everything that they prepared in their classes. So it's hands-on.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. Evidently, the Food Network has been here and done some stuff at the resort. The cook here is quite spectacular. Now we're going to walk up there and see if we can just totally interrupt this process. What do you think, Abby? Can we do this without, messing up the Fijian culture?
Well, I think we could definitely interrupt the process, but I think we can also be spectators at the same time. And it smells remarkable, I'll tell you.
It does. I see a bunch of palm leaves or banana leaves, and he's just covered up a big pile of something.
Well, the pile of something that you're looking at is actually the food that they prepared, and they wrapped it up in palm leaves and a few other leaves very tightly, and they put it in the ground, and now they're putting all this on top of it, and they're starting to smoke it.
Is it kind of a smoking process? What's going on here? What's your name?
Steven.
Steven, what's going on? Give me the play-by-play. What's going on here with this luvu or lovo?
He wrapped up wahoo in palm leaves and coconut leaves, and he braided it with the coconut leaves, and he also did whole chickens. He did four whole chickens. He had that pot burning for about 2 hours with rocks to get it hot.
Yeah.
It's probably a foot deep.
Wow. So it's cooking right now. They're covering it up with a bunch of blankets or something, and it'll have to cook how long, did he say?
He said an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. And that is it kind of like a smoking kind of thing that's going on here? It's not, obviously, there's not flame, so it's like a slow cook process, I would have guessed.
Well, actually, what's smoking is his tree stuff that he got the rocks hot with, because there's really not much smoke in the pit. It's all.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So it just is his embers are still lit up. I gotcha. Did it look appetizing, what he was putting together there?
It did. It really did. And the way it was all weaved together, it was beautiful.
So did you learn how to prepare the food? Were you guys actually preparing the fish and the chicken yourself?
Yes, we were.
Do you feel part of the – is this kind of like a kava ceremony in its own right, or is this more just techniques?
It's technique, the way you have to weave it.
The way you have to weave the leaves around the meat, I guess, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. This is pretty good surface interval time, isn't it?
It sure is, after a nice shark dive in the morning.
Yeah, you guys actually, they have a world-renowned shark dive here at Benga with some tiger sharks that they hand-feed that are truly, just massive animals. What did you see?
There were a lot of nurse sharks, and they were probably, I'd say, about 8 foot long. Some of them were 8
right,
to 10
okay.
foot long, and there were a few of them running around. And you also have a lot of the suckers. What are the suckers?
Oh, the more remoras.
Remoras. Yes. A lot of the remoras.
A lot of sucker fish hanging around. Yeah.
Stuff like that, trying to eat the food as well.
Right. So the in between this massive bus that cruises in for a hand feed, the tiger sharks, right?
Correct. Correct.
How many tiger sharks did you see on your dive there?
I'd say 4.
4 big monsters, right? I mean, I've heard they're like 12 feet long.
Oh,
and like,
easy. Yep. Easy, easy they were. Nice and wide, probably a foot and a half wide.
Yeah, I mean, these things are just, the girth on these animals is truly spectacular. And that's why they are massive, massive animals. Now, we didn't get to do that dive because we wanted to just experience some of the reef diving here in Fiji. And okay. It'll give us a reason to come back. I saw your video. It was quite impressive.
There you go. And Naveen also took a nice video, too. You got to check it out.
Yep. Okay, so we got more footage we got to watch from their dive. We took a lot of video footage ourselves on our dives. And it's going to be interesting to see what I got with my little reef photo high-definition setup, but I'm pretty excited about it. What about you, Abby?
Well, I know that we used your camera on our little waterfall trek that we haven't actually talked about yet, which I think your listeners will find interesting. But, yeah, your camera has gotten a lot of usage on this trip, I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely, yeah. There's been no, if anything, I've had to make sure I keep the batteries charged and, you know, the footage cleaned out on the hard drive of the camera so we could get all this stuff for you to show at scubaradio.com. Now, they've just covered their cooking thing with dirt. Now, have they ever, I wonder if they've ever, you know, started a process like this and then, you know, like the guy who started it had a brain fart and forgot where he placed it.
I'm going to say that they know what they're doing, Greg. Now, if it were Scuba Radio preparing this delicious meal, I think we might be worried. But
exactly.
These guys know what they're doing.
What? Oh, we got the cook. Wise, is that your name, Wise?
Yes, sir.
What do you got here under the dirt there, Wise? Tell me about it.
Wahoo.
Wahoo. Chicken and pork.
And breadfruit.
Grapefruit?
Breadfruit.
Breadfruit. What is breadfruit?
It's something like potatoes to us.
Okay, it's like potatoes.
The tree beside.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's like the tree over there. I gotcha. So how long does this have to stay underground to cook?
1.5 hours.
1.5 hours, and then it comes out and it's just amazing, or what?
Yes.
Is this what we're having for dinner, or are you just taking this home to your family?
Appetizer.
It's an appetizer. Okay, very good. So this is a lovo, this lovo-style cooking.
Yes, sir.
And is it like he was saying it was like Hawaii, like a Hawaiian luau type of thing?
The same as that.
Yeah. So do you do this all the time in Fiji?
In the village for special ceremonies, occasions in the village.
So us being here is a special occasion, or we're just special?
Special occasion, special people.
Special. Yeah, special. We're just special. You know what I mean? Short bus kind of stuff here. So it's good stuff. Are you looking forward to chowing down on this, too?
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. Is this something anybody could do at home, too? Could we take this back to the States?
Try this when you go back home.
Yeah, we got to try this when we get back home, cooking in the dirt. I like it. By the way, it's wrapped up in what, banana leaves?
Leaves and coconut leaves.
And that, what gives it the flavor? What makes it unique? Is it sucking the juice from these leaves or that kind of thing, or what?
Yes, the juice from the banana leaves. Give some special taste.
Is there like spices and stuff in there too? Special island Fijian spices?
Yes, some Fijian onions.
Fijian onions. I like it. All right, good stuff. You guys hungry? Are you getting your mouth watering over there? It's smelling pretty tasty. I feel like I want to roast marshmallows right now. That's not the feeling we're going for, is it?
Yes.
Okay, it is. I'm going with that then. All right, cool. See, this is just one of the amazing things you can do on your surface interval here at Benga Lagoon Resort. And, you know, learn about, you know, lovo cooking, you know, taking a kava ceremony, meeting the people here in the villages. And, Mark, well, we're going to wander some more here. What do you got?
Yeah, mate, it's, obviously we're very close to actually the dive shop. And as you can see, it's nice and airy. We dive probably around about 4 boats here, up to 55 people at any particular time. Nice and open. You know, the great thing about the resort here is that all the boys do everything for you. They'll load your gear, they'll bring it off. You know, so you just have to turn up in the morning time with just 3 things. Your wetsuit, your camera, and your dry bag. And your day is done.
Yeah, it's definitely pampered diving to its finest. For sure. And everything's kind of open air here. You know, it's very pleasant. The temperature has been just awesome. It's not too hot, obviously not too cool. And what is hover in the 80s, I guess, year round here? Is this pretty typical what we're experiencing this week for as far as weather is concerned?
Yeah, our temperature very rarely gets below, you mean, it's a comfortable 70, 75. And up to around 85s, and sometimes the thing that sometimes is, you know, a little bit here is of the humidity being in the tropics, yeah. But there's always that lovely water out there where you can get into and get rid of it real quick.
Exactly, like taking a little hike up to the waterfall, which is what we did with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. Now let's talk about that. That was truly quite an amazing trek. I know, I guess they have a few waterfalls here on the island, do they, or is the one we went to the main one here, or what?
The one that we went to today is obviously the closest one. There are many others. You mean it actually is also the source of our water here. So when guys and people come here, they actually drinking pure Fijian water. We have a big tanks and it goes straight into there. We don't treat it whatsoever, so you're drinking a la natural.
Yeah, I mean, you can drink right out of the tap here at the resort, right?
Straight from the tap.
Yeah, good. I was hoping he would say yes, because I've been doing that all week. But no, it was good. It tastes good. And is that Fiji bottled water we get back in the States really from Fiji, or is that just a name?
They're really good plastic bottles, but it is from Fiji, yes.
It's good stuff. See, and I got to tell you, it may be my water of choice after being here. It's been quite impressive. Now, the waterfall, Abby, what do you think? That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
No, the waterfall was beyond cool. I mean, they actually made a special tour for us because we missed the initial waterfall trek. So we got one of the local Fijians who was our guide, and he walked us up, or hiked us up to the waterfall.
Yeah, we actually got to find him. What, that was Amosi, or is that his name?
Amosi, yes, Amosi.
Yeah, Amosi, yes, yes. Okay, he took us up to the waterfall. It was about a 15-20 minute trek. Now, it was raining at the time, so it got a little bit treacherous on the way up. We're carrying mermaid tails and all kinds of cameras and things like that, but we got up there without much problem, and then the scenery is like opens up, and you get this like 50-foot waterfall. It was quite impressive.
Well, you know, the hike was definitely adventurous, but we did have a great guide who knew exactly where to take us. I mean, if we started to veer off to the right just a foot, he was like, no, 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 follow this path. He got us there safe and sound, and then we actually got in the middle of the waterfall, slapped on the mermaid tails, and took some pictures. And we had some of the guests that were actually with us as well, and they came and posed with us and enjoyed the moment and the outdoors and shared in just a lovely time with Scuba Radio.
Yeah, it was one of those magical moments for sure.
You've caused a bit of an uproar, actually, in the as you go up to the waterfall. We go through a lot of the villages as far as their gardens are concerned. And all the guys come down the next day and they couldn't understand why these mermaids are up in their bloody pond. I mean, they come to me and say, what's happening here? What's happening?
Why weren't we invited? See, we get that a lot, Mark. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, I can imagine the way the girls looked, I'm sure they were saying, let's go again, let's do it again, let's do it again.
Yes, they definitely have created quite a stir here at on the island of Benga here in Fiji. But what do you expect when Scuba Radio comes to town? It's pretty much the norm. You know, we tend to expect that kind of reaction no matter where we travel. And it's no different in Fiji. Mermaids and water, you know, all the guys like it. Crosses all cultural boundaries. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
We are coming to you from Fiji, Benga Lagoon Resort, hanging out at the Bula Bar. Mermaid X just come in from her photo shoot. And Mermaid X, care to comment on your adventures here in Fiji so far?
I can't believe this is really happening. Today, I start living!
Well, there you go. I didn't expect Mermaid X to actually say anything, and there you go. For the first time ever on Scuba Radio, we heard a comment, and evidently she approves of her adventure in Fiji so far.
Yes, she definitely approves. And the fact that she just did a spot for the radio show means that she really loves this place. Because she's definitely mysterious, Greg. She doesn't do these interviews often.
Yes, I don't know what's up with the one glove thing. She's kind of, you know, got a little bit too mysterious in a certain sense.
The one glove and the surgical mask and the kid named Blanket that she's bringing around, it's just
sleeping
weird.
In an iron lung was really over the top, I thought. But, hey, here at the Benga Lagoon Resort, they were able to accommodate her with no problem. Mark, you ever experienced anything like that?
Mate, Mermaid X is out of this world. You mean, like, I have never, ever seen anything like in my life.
You're not the only one. You know, that's what we do. We try to bring new things to these places that we travel to. And this is like our gift back to you guys for sharing, you know, kava and happy Fijian drinks and all kinds of Lovo cooking.
I'm not sure whether it's a gift or not, but whatever it is, we'll take, okay?
It's nothing. Fear not. It's nothing an ointment won't clear up. You hear what I'm saying?
Well.
Yeah, okay. Sounded like Mermaid X there for a second. Anyway, so we're hanging out at the Bula Bar, having a great time, obviously, here in Fiji. You can check it out, BengaLagoonResort.com on the web. Scott, I already asked Abby one standout moment in her adventure so far. What about you? Was it the waterfall? Was it the kava drinking? Was it a particular dive?
Well, I think the arrival here was something that was very special. When we pulled up on the boat, there were outs on the beach waiting for us, and they were singing and playing guitar, and just the welcome and the whole coming up on this resort was just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's happy here. The Fijian people really, they sing a lot, and they sing well. I mean, they had a whole choir thing there at the village, and they sang for us and performed and the whole thing. And, of course, yeah, they have a little welcoming committee here when you pull up in the boat, and that really did kind of set the mood for your adventure. That's when it felt like our vacation actually started, don't you think?
It did, and it was the culmination of our long trip, and it was just perfect, and everybody does sing here. And I'll tell you, when you go to the villages, all the children there, I haven't seen one child cry yet. They have babies and children, and everybody's happy, and not one crying child anywhere. They're all happy people.
Yeah, and they all say Bula. Yeah, every time Bula. You see a Fijian or one of the staff workers here, you walk by, Bula, 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 Bula. It's like, hello, 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 how you doing, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, they're definitely very friendly, and it's fun. Just, you know, you run into people walking down the trails, and they're all friendly, willing to stop and chat with you for a little while. And also, I wanted to point out, not only do they sing a lot, but they are remarkably good. I mean, the children sang to us, and they were roughly, you know, 7, 8 years old, and they were hitting octaves that I could only dream of. So, and also on our dive boats, not only do they sing, but they sang impromptu, and they had a guitar on the boat, and they started singing to us there. So Bula all around, everybody.
Yes, Bula means hello, and Vanaka, thank you. So those are the two words in Fijian that we have learned quite well and heard quite a bit while we're here at the resort. Scott?
And happy Fijian.
Happy Fijian, which is the drink we are drinking at the Bula Bar, ironically, right now as we broadcast our little show.
Actually, I have to correct you right there, Greg. We are now drinking the Firewalker. Oh. It is intense, yes. We are officially Fijian Firewalkers as of this moment.
Okay, well, let's talk about that because, you know, last week when we were talking to Deborah from Benga Lagoon Resort, who runs their reservations office out of Las Vegas and was at the Long Beach Dive Show, she mentioned that, you know, this is where firewalking began. Benga, the island of Benga, is where firewalking began. Now, we came here a day after, I guess, the firewalking or weekly firewalking ceremony. What exactly goes on there, Mark?
Well, basically, the boys arrive about 2:00 PM, and then they fire up a big pit with lots of timber and heaps of rocks underneath. They let it cook, you know, burn for about maybe 3 hours until the rocks are white hot. And then after that, they have a ritual ceremony where it's that they'll remove the timber and then set the rocks out on a platform, which is easy to walk on because the last thing you want to do is actually step on a rock which is basically unstable, as it could cause some damage because they are walking through a very, very hot pit.
Yeah, very hot pit. I imagine a few cups of kava are taken before they have to walk over this fire. They're saying no. Yeah, I don't believe it. But you know what? We got to take a break and we'll find out what's going on with the fire walking at Benga Lagoon Resort. More coming up.
Scuba Radio. Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. Back at the Bula Bar here in Fiji at Benga Lagoon Resort. And Mark, I just sampled one of the Firewalker drinks here at the Bula Bar. Is that what they drink before they walk over fire? Because I feel like I just drank some.
Mate, it probably just burnt your tongue out. Actually, the Firewalkers are a really good drink here. But for the Firewalkers, for them actually to perform this ritual, and it is a ritual here in Benga, there's a few things they say they must follow. You know, one is no sex 1 week before, which, you know, I'd give or take. And then can't eat coconuts. Well, I can't find that very, very honest as well, because we're full of coconut trees. And lots of other little things too. So it's amazing when they tell you the things they have to go through. But I don't know. I see the same guys each week.
Yes. Yes. And ironically, we could probably fit in that category. We could probably firewalk anytime.
What's that? And four of them have already got kids.
Well, of course. That's how it works. You have the kids, and then there's no sex for months on end, right? Isn't that how it works, Abby? You would know this.
I have no idea what you're talking about, as I have no baby mermaids at home.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. But firewalking, this is where you could see come and see where firewalking began, and they do this, what, every Monday? Is that kind of pretty much how it works here at the resort?
Yeah, Monday is the time that we actually invite the boys to come around. There are 9 villages on the island here. And most of them actually can actually do fire walking, but we just basically support one village, which is around the other side. The school here is supported very closely by the village, so we give a little bit of money around, as you might say, so we pay them to come around this side here, and they do their thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. And like I said, the surface interval time you can spend here at Benga Lagoon Resort in Fiji, truly amazing, and that's what really makes a dive trip to this part of the world absolutely, you know, unique and a true adventure.
Well, yeah, and I, you know, of all the topside activities that you can do between your dives, yesterday, myself and Mermaid X actually learned all the usages of a coconut and the tree, and I can now build a home out of coconuts.
Well, you know, I guess that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Greg, and I have a quote for you. Be as useful and as good as a coconut.
Okay, and that will make me a better person and what?
Well, you know, a coconut, they use every part of it. It's useful and it's good. Are you as useful and as good as a coconut, Greg? I don't know.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We got to.
Yes, we have been getting down here on the island of Benga
in the Fiji Island chain. And we just found out that Mermaid Abbey now knows everything there is to know about coconuts and how useful they can be here, especially on the island of Banga.
Yes, Greg, absolutely. If I were ever stranded on a desert island that had coconuts and a coconut tree, clearly, then I would be able to survive, make my own clothes, build my own home, and feed myself for years and years to come.
Yeah, basically, if they would have come here when they were filming the TV show Survivor Fiji, if they would have sent the contestants here to go through that little coconut seminar, they wouldn't have had a TV show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks to Banga Lagoon, I can survive in the wild. I can survive in a jungle. And I think I just might lose myself on one of these islands, Greg.
Yes, this would be a good place to test your survivor skills, for sure. If you're going to be stranded, might as well be stranded in paradise. Now, Scott, single Scott, just pulled up. He just grabbed a coconut, and you're eating some. Where'd you get that at?
We got some fresh coconut. They're grounding some up for dinner tonight to be on the salads or whatever. And I just grabbed some. There's coconuts everywhere.
Yeah, they have little coconut pieces just like at the Bula Bar, just like you'd have peanuts back in the States. They have chunks of coconut. It's pretty impressive stuff. Now, if that weren't enough, of all these things we've talked about you can do on your surface interval in between some spectacular diving, they also have a, you know, two or three masseuse on property to give massages to the divers in between their dives. And I know at least Mermaid X and Single Scott have partaken in some of these experiences. What about you, Abby?
You know, sadly, I have not had the chance to get a massage. However, I've been scoping it out. You can get a massage in your own room, but you can also come right out here to the beach, get a massage on the beach, get a massage in the middle of the day or in the evening as the sun's setting. You can hear the waves in the background. It's just an overall great experience. And they use coconut oil or pineapple oil. So you come out smelling fresh and delightful at the end of all of it. So you're relaxed. You smell good, and it's just a lovely time.
Yeah, now Scott did this experience. What do you think, Scott? Would you recommend this, having a massage on the beach after your dive?
This is a must-do while you're here, and you might want to do it every day.
Every day, yeah. And it's actually very economical here as well as far as the massages here at Banga Lagoon. Quite a popular activity, I would expect, with the divers, isn't it, Mark?
Well, the guys come back, and it's really nice and relaxing to have that 45-50 minutes of pure bliss. You know, takes away a lot of the aches and pains, and ready for tomorrow. And that's what it's all about. Get ready for tomorrow.
Well, God knows you're building up a lot of stress here at Banga Lagoon Resort, diving and eating and sleeping. And you need a place to unwind from the hustle and bustle of this resort. And a massage sounds like the perfect thing to do it.
I wouldn't say so much stress, because you come here to get stressless, you mean, and that's what we're literally looking at. It's making sure the guests enjoy the time they're here, so we take away the stress. And so things like the massage and the walk along the beach, or actually right off the beach here is we got a wonderful reef, beautiful for snorkeling in the afternoon. You come back from a great dive and you just like to have that little bit of time, you know, with a special lady or special man, and you want to do your own thing, straight out the front, do a dive. No problems at all.
Yeah, do a little shore diving right here in front of the resort, or grab a boat, do some shelling. You found some pretty unique shaped shells here on the beach, didn't you, Abby?
You know, I found some shells, definitely. I've also found some interestingly shaped rocks. I don't know that I can discuss that on the radio, but I am taking them home, and they will be interesting souvenirs for my family and friends.
Okay, fair enough. More coming up from Fiji.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
J'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Especially, what's your name again?
Greg. And especially Greg, the... I will say dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah, you know, that was some of the ladies that we met on the island of Saba, and we've met a lot of people here on Benga. The island of Benga in Fiji, same type of experience they're getting, all the cultural exchanges with the Fijian people and going to the villages and learning the words Bula, which is hello, Vanaka, which is thank you, and what's Adu, right?
Well, Adu is actually Indonesian.
Oh, okay, but we learned that word too. So you learn all kinds of cool things here on the island of Benga. And Fiji with the locals and with the guests, you kind of go through that whole experience together.
And Mark actually just taught us another phrase called soda tali.
Soda tali, which means no worries.
Yes.
And is that more of is that a Fijian thing or is that more of like an Australian kind of thing?
No, that's truly Fijian. Soda tali.
Soda tali. Okay. Well, no worries. We've had no worries here while we've been here in Benga. And the diving, absolutely, you know, spectacular and just truly. Pampered diving, like Mark said earlier, they just take care of you all aspects. You don't have to lift your tanks, do anything pretty much. You just show up at the boat, your gear's all set up for you, and you're good to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't have to lift a finger, which is very nice. You know, I'm pretty small, so whenever anybody can set up my gear and carry it for me, I'm definitely a happy mermaid.
Yeah, Abby usually gets that all the time anyway, because I usually, you know, try to chip in and help them any way I can and do all the work for them. So the mermaids don't have to do anything.
Well, you know, Greg, I think all of your listeners know better than to actually believe anything that you just said just there.
I do you. Mm-hmm. All right, what, how's that go? I don't know. We'll forget it. Anyway, so we're on the boat. We're diving. We're seeing some amazing critters underwater here in the islands, off the islands of Benga here, or off the island of Benga in Fijian waters. And what stood out in your mind? What did you see underwater that you go, whoa, that was sweet?
Well, you know, actually, I've seen a lot underwater, but one of the things that, a few of the things that stood out were the clownfish or the Nemo fish, and it was exactly like you see in the movie. They were hanging out, and they'd pop their heads out, and then they'd swim away, and they'd pop their heads out, and they were just so colorful. The reefs are unbelievably colorful. We saw some interesting puffer fish, and we also saw a frogfish, which is really rare. They're small, they're hard to see, but once you spot one, it's unlike anything else you've ever seen in the water.
Yeah, it looked like a little leaf floating along the bottom, and then the dive guide, they were excellent at pointing out things for you to check out that you would have just literally swam right over, just thinking it's a piece of soft coral or some other critter. They were excellent at pointing out the items that you would want to get on you know, your underwater camera or video for myself, which I was shooting high definition video, and I got some great stuff because of it. But yeah, the ribbon eel, the blue ribbon eel, did you see that?
Oh yes, I saw a few blue ribbon eel. The guides were nice enough to actually point those out, so I got some very close up shots of the blue ribbon eel, as well as a few other things. And we also saw some Spanish dancers. Is that right? They were Spanish dancers. Never seen that before.
Spanish dancers. They have caracas and they jump out into a little song and dance routine underwater. Truly amazing.
Yes, they were doing flamenco. It was phenomenal.
Yes, the outfits, spectacular. How they get those kind of Las Vegas-style outfits underwater and to the island of Fiji, unbelievable. Anyway, we saw those. I have no idea what a Spanish dancer is, obviously. Yeah. Do you?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to describe. It almost looks almost like leaf-like, like you described the last, the frogfish. But they're just very thin, and they kind of ripple through the water. And the one that we saw was black and white in color. And I guess most of them tend to be about that same color. But they're really hard to spot because you would just think it's something floating by. But once you see it, it's actually moving independently.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff. A lot of nudibranchs here, a lot of underwater photographers. That's kind of on their list they want to mark off because they're very colorful, tiny critters, great for macro photography. And they had a plethora of them and all an assort, you know, just a huge assortment of colors and shapes and sizes here in the Fijian waters. However, the one thing they do have, all kidding aside, they really have magic coral. I was shocked when the dive master came over and he said, look, watch me, make sure you're filming. And I'm like, okay, I see nothing. I just see coral in front of me, like a little, you know, like a little, like a miniature staghorn type of mushroom type coral head. And he took his finger and he touched it and it turned white. Instantly. I've never seen that before.
Well, it's deep red in color, and there's several of them all together. And he touched one at a time, and individually they all turned white. It was almost like he was playing bells, like ding, 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 and they all changed into, I mean, they went from dark red to just completely white. It was really awesome, and all of us were scrambling for our cameras at that point.
Yeah, we were like, what is going on? Mark, what is that? Was he actually magic himself, or was it the coral?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's the coral.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but you got to know which coral you're looking at, I would imagine, yeah. Too.
But he does a great job. I mean, there's no ifs and buts about it. If you're conducting coral, as I said, and it is like an orchestra. You mean, you touch, and away it goes. Boom, 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 boom. But one of the things you probably didn't get to see is the boys when they take you to the cleaner shrimps.
Oh.
You saw the cleaner shrimp?
Yes, oh yeah, we did the cleaner shrimp thing. That actually was the first thing he pointed out, and he went up, the dive master went up under a coral, under a, like a ledge, and everybody didn't know what was going on at first. And I had seen this in videos before, so I had an idea that there was something that he was getting ready to do, and he took his regulator out of his mouth, and then I knew right away, it's like, hey, he's going to have a shrimp pop in his mouth and clean his teeth or something like this. And sure enough, he turns around, and there's a big old, probably, I don't know, 2-inch shrimp in his mouth.
Yeah, actually, that was pretty interesting, because I do have to say that that dive guide was very patient, because he had his reg out of his mouth for a very long period of time, and he just was relaxed. The little shrimp saw it, popped right in, gave him a little cleaning, and we were good to go, and we all got pictures and video.
It was a Fijian dentist appointment, evidently. We hit it just at the right time. And I don't think he had any cavities, from what I could see.
He had a great smile, indeed.
Yes, they're always smiling. They have to. So I guess that's how they do it. They go down and have the cleaner shrimp do a little root canal here and there, and they're good to go for another 6 months.
Yes, it's definitely cheaper than going to my dentist.
Yeah, what kind of shrimps were those, by the way? Are those a particular variety, or do you know?
No, not really. They're just basically regarded as a cleaner shrimp. You mean it's... And, you know, obviously they go in, when the big fish come in close to them, they open up their mouths accordingly and then they'll go inside and do a bit of cleaning and then come back out again. So it's very much like a remora, you mean, with the shark, you mean, there's a bit of cleaning and things like that. So it's one of those spectrums you will see here in the South Pacific.
Yeah, it's good stuff indeed. Hey, more coming up from Benga Lagoon Resort in Fiji. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting 2 television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Hey guys, this is Weiland, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, Weiland, last week on the show, we were hanging out with him in Long Beach, California, and here we find ourselves in Fiji at Benga Lagoon Resort on the island of Benga in the Fiji island chain. Truly impressive stuff, quite a tour in its own right, the most, you know, most adventurous travel schedule we have ever had in the history of Scuba Radio, and I can't think of a better place to end this adventure than in Fiji with our friends from Benga Lagoon Resort. You had a good time, didn't you, Abby?
You know, Greg, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it, you know?
Exactly. You know, we have to go out to these places and tell you about them so you can go back and make your own travel schedule and come out here and do this. And, you know, and a lot of people think, like, oh, you've been there, you've done that, you've been all around the world. I'll tell you, every time we go to a newer place, we're like, oh, man, we got to come back here again. This is definitely not going to be the last time that we have come to Fiji.
Well, also, talking to the guests here, a lot of them are repeat customers. I mean, they've already been here two, maybe three times before. So something about this place keeps them coming back. It's absolutely amazing. You come here once, you're going to want to come time and time again.
And once again, if you go to BengaLagoonResort.com on the web, that's B-E-Q-A Resort, or Benga, B-E-Q-A, LagoonResort.com, you can get all the information there and call the 800 number. And book your adventure to see Mark. Mark, thank you so much for having us here. It's been a spectacular experience.
Well, basically, it's our obviously utmost to welcome you guys here, Scuba Radio. Hey, you guys do a great job. Just to all the people out there, if you get to Las Vegas for DEMA, come and see us. We've got some good carver. See what these guys tasted. And maybe come and sign up for another trip next year.
Yeah, we're bringing just enough carver to get us through to October when DEMA is happening in Vegas, and then we'll restock when you guys are there and we hook up.
There's not a boat big enough to carry it all.
Yeah, well, this is true. But we'll find a way. We'll find a way. You know, maybe we can smuggle some more in a mermaid tail. I don't know what it's going to do. I got to thank Single Scott for sharing this Pacific adventure with me. You've had a great time, right, Scott?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we've been traveling a lot lately, and what a place to end. We've got quite a break here now, so what a great place to end our trips.
Absolutely. Mermaid Abby, Mermaid X, they've had a great time, right?
Well, I'll speak on behalf of Mermaid X and myself. Yes, we've had a tremendous time.
And we got to thank Air Pacific, airpacific.com. It's much, much easier to get here to Fiji than you could ever imagine. That flight from L.A. to Fiji, it's a breeze. It's a red eye. It's an easy flight. You ought to do it. Well worth the trip. Well worth the travel. And trust me, you'll thank me after you've been to this fine, fine resort, Benga Lagoon Resort. In the on the island of Benga in the Fiji chain. All right, that'll do it from Fiji, Vanaka. Thank you. That's thank you in Fijian. Until next week, remember, it's always better
in Fiji.
Down where it's weather, too. Thanks, kids.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
But what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.